Everybody, this is Ron Amitrod from the Creation Lightship. And the lightship comes here once every 2,000 years. It's the same lightship that Jesus used when he was here doing his ascension teachings and healings. So tonight's the night of healing again. So what we'd like to do is we'll start off with aligning your spiritual bodies here. Had a lot of comments on that coming through on emails. So we'll do this first. So here we go. So you're not going to probably feel much until we hit about 90%. So we're going from 0 to 10%. This is just the way the lightship likes to work with this energy. Remember, you have to command the energy a certain way, and they use percentage on this one here. So they're aligning your bodies now. And like I said, you may not feel much until we hit about 90% on this here. That's done. So now we're going to go from 10 to 20%. And these are all your invisible bodies, the holograms that make up your physical body here, and its consciousness. Okay, that feels good. Now we're going from 20 to 30%. And I can start to feel energy myself flowing right now. And there we go. That's feeling pretty good. Now we'll go from 30 to 40%. That's feeling pretty good. And 40 to 50. Okay, and these bodies are what the dark side deals with or tampers with sometimes with you. And then you get out of whack and you don't know why you're out of whack or why you feel strange. And this is one of the main reasons. Okay, here we go. And 50 to 60% is feeling pretty good. And 60 to 70. That's good. And 70 to 80. So now if you're pretty in tune, you may start to feel energy flowing around you. You might feel yourself kind of getting tightened up a little bit here, like you're in a, say, a wetsuit. And the energy around you now is coming more into, I'll use the word registration. And 90 to 80%. I mean, 80 to 90%. Okay, and here we go. We'll just count them up now to 100. So just kind of have this awareness now and just see how your body's responding. So 91%. That one's completed. 92%. 93. 94. 95. 96. Okay, 97. 98. 99, and 100%. There. So I'm going to put some music on so you can actually tune in for yourself right now to see how you feel. A lot of people will feel a sense of calmness and just more of an awareness with themselves. So just see how you're experiencing this here. Now we're going to do an entity clearing. So we're going to do the whole body this time at one time. So here we go. We'll start from the feet and go work the way up. Okay, coming up here. So we're going from the feet to the ankles, taking away entities. Okay, and going up now to your knees. And now we're going up to your waist. And now we're just moving up. We're going to the second chakra area. We'll just count them up this way. Third chakra. Fourth chakra. And now we're on the fifth chakra. And now moving up to your head. Great. They're released now. Now we're going to bring in more of your spirit into your body. So we have to do a what you call a soul retrieval, bringing back these fragments that left you. And there we go. I'll count to 10 as they come in. So sample the energies in your body. You should start to feel a little heavier. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let you experience this energy for a little bit here. And just sample your energy in your body and see how you feel. The next we'll do a chakra alignment. Do a chakra alignment, and we don't work with the seventh chakra. We do sometimes, but normally not, because the seventh chakra does not pertain to your physical body. So we just work with the physical body chakras here. That's why we don't work with the seventh. So here we go. We're going to do a chakra alignment. Go into your heart center first, and you may feel it move around inside of your body as it connects to all your energetic patterns, holograms, and you may have this wonderful physical awareness of this happening right now. Here we go. Heart chakra is aligned. Now we're going to your throat chakra. Good. And moving up now to your third eye. That one's good. Going down now to your heart center. And power chakra, good. Second chakra, some issues there, so let's work with that right now. Okay, moving the second chakra over, there we go. For some of you, the chakra is pointed to your left side. Looking at a clock, a lot of those energies are probably around 2 to 3 o'clock, so I'm shifting them to 6 o'clock for you right now. So it's pointing forward. There we go. Perfect. First chakra. Okay, good. do an opening now if you wish. We'll go body width. Here we go. Heart chakra. I'll use the word spin to open up that chakra. And each one is going to be open at a different time. So heart chakra is first. So spin, 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 open. Moving up to your throat. Spin, 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 open. Third eye. Spin, 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 open. Moving back down now. Below the heart, power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 spin. Oh boy. Let me see if we have anybody with reverse chakras here. There's a few of you out there, so you may actually feel this changing now. And moving it around now. There we go. Perfect. Second chakra, spin, spin, open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Great. Okay, now we're going to bring in some golden energy from the light ship. We'll bring that through the light beam. And I'd recommend, for all the shows to have the light beam up in front of you. If you're new to the program, just click on Creation Light Ship Healing. And then scroll down beneath the blinking flower. The lotus flower. From there, you're going to see a beautiful light beam, and we're going to activate her right now. Then we'll bring in some golden energy with her to you so you can bathe in this golden energy tonight. So here she comes. She's being activated right now. And the energy is coming in. You may check out her eyes. Watch her looking at you as she fully integrates with this photo. This photo will become a living photograph of her. There we go. Her eyes are being activated right now. And now you may start seeing the rays on her forehead changing. And you may actually see her actual head and her face kind of lift off the monitor screen a little bit as she kind of floats there and becomes more three-dimensional. Remember, the light ship is only heart-based healing, so the way you connect is through your heart center, and she's fully activated. Now we're going to bring in the golden energy, and she'll bring it in to you, connecting to your heart center. You may feel the wonderful energy of gold here, so here it comes. So I'll increase it here, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll put some more music on and enjoy this golden energy and ask the light beam for some healing. And I'll see you back probably in about a minute here. Let you have some personal time, and then we'll go into your heart center with this energy here. This is to show you the difference between being out of your heart and in your heart. So if you're in your heart, you may not feel any difference at all. But if you're out, you're going to feel a slight shift in consciousness. Drop everyone down into their heart center. Think of an elevator. The 10th floor is your forehead, which is your awakening consciousness. We're actually going to be dropping down your mental body into this location, into your heart center where your spirit resides. And the first floor is your heart center. And we'll drop down from 10 down to 1 as I count the numbers down. Take note on how you feel. You might actually feel that energy body moving in your body down into your heart center. It's a very profound shift in consciousness when that happens. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Just stay with this energy for a little bit here and communicate with your spirit that's inside of you and your heart center and ask for guidance and healing. In your heart center for a little longer here and request healing. Communicate with your spirit. And again, we'll see you back in about a minute here. I'd like everybody to stay connected to their own divinity inside of them. And just take this time to have this communion. And I'll drop you down again in case you got out of your heart center. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. Thank you. you feel very peaceful now. Had a question on the fast chat if the light being can take away entities. What normally happens is the high frequency energy of the light coming from the light being can actually chase the entities away from you because it's just too much light frequency for them. So the light beings normally do not work with entities. Typically, okay, what they're for is to work with physical healings on our bodies. So I hope that answered your question here. So the byproduct is with the light energy coming in so strongly, yes, your room can get cleared. You might feel that right now, kind of do a sampling of your room. In fact, you might just walk out of your room right now, take, you know, half a minute, and check out another room in your house and just see how it feels. Typically, they're only going to be transmitted into the room that you are, but it could go through your whole house, too, whatever you want to request. But if you haven't requested to go any further, it may only be in the room that you're in right now. So you may want to just check out your whole house right now. Maybe take a half a minute to do that, walk into a few other adjacent rooms here. Now, what some people do on this program is that they will ask the light being to put their energy into their whole house and also maybe even into their yard out in front and back of their house too. And remember, your request is what they go by. But the light being's main job for being here when they come in is to help you with your physical healings. We're now going to start off and do some more healings here. We had a request, I think, for some parallel life healings on some email, so we'll do that again here. I'll just describe that if you're new to the program. The parallel lives, well, first of all, I'll just go back over some basic information for you all. What's being taught by a lot of people is that we are a multidimensional being. And that's good, good words, you know. But we're not really, and they say that we're in many places at one time, and that we're in we're in many dimensions at one time. Well, that information really is not correct, okay? The information that is correct is that you have one life and one life now from the light ship. And each time you incarnate, you go to one place only. And right now you're here on this earth plane. So you're not actually out in the universe, you know, having many, many lives. You're just here fully with your spirit in this one particular area, which is the earth plane. Your twin flame is also out doing something else. So if you wanted to use that terminology, yeah, you could be out in the universe somewhere else. But basically, it's one life in the now, right now as we're talking. So what happens is the other way of thinking, as people probably have intuitively sensed this information, is that there are parallel lifetimes, and these lifetimes were not created by the light ship. These are dark energies. Using the word negative extraterrestrial, these soulless beings, and I don't want to get too much onto this here because it gets to be too negative, and I don't want to bring the energy down of the show. But basically, just for your own information, they have fabricated an Earth like ours. Maybe they have done thousands of these. And then they create beings that look like us. And when you're not here, remember, you're turned off and on continuously. So where are you when you're not here? It's a question that nobody can really answer because you don't really know, because you think you're always here. But when you're not here, that's when the dark side takes you and basically had your spirit go into these other life forms that may look human, but these are artificial intelligent bodies. They're created and fabricated. You may want to use the word clones of you, but they don't have the energy in the body of the earth spirit, nor were they created under the divine law of the light ship, where it's the basic law is non-interference, okay, and free choice, free will, and which is basically love energy, expressing your truth in love. So what has happened is that they have fabricated these bodies, and your spirit doesn't really know the difference, so it will go off into these lifetimes because it thinks that it has to go into a body, which it does with you, to heal that life form. So you could be in, you know, 200, 300, 500 lifetimes at one time, not knowing that, but you do have maybe deja vu patterns coming forward. You may feel that it could be maybe a past life that you're experiencing, and many things like that. Or you may actually see a parallel life, and you go, man, I know that maybe in that lifetime I was a doctor, or am a doctor, and this lifetime I wanted to become a doctor too, but it just doesn't, it's not manifesting. And so what happens is you can take this information from these lifetimes, if you can bring it over and across into this lifetime here, and it can kind of sidetrack you, or you may think that you're able to achieve more than what you really can because you're already achieving that in that lifetime. So the reason why the dark side has done this to you is because they want to take more of your spirit energy. And so remember, those bodies also go through trauma. And so as you're having more trauma with your spirit, because your spirit gives these bodies life force energy. And this is the problem that we're faced with, is that if you have a physical ailment, a condition in that lifetime, your spirit can bring it back to you. This is probably one of the main reasons why people have birth defects when they're born, because the spirit wasn't healed from its last lifetime. So we normally just think of, well, that's just this lifetime here on this planet. Well, it could be other places too. Which means that if you have a condition, maybe you have a broken foot in, say, 50 lifetimes or 100 lifetimes somewhere else in this dark universe that your spirit believes that it's light, like the one here, and maybe you have now a foot condition. And at that point, your spirit's wounded enough from the other lifetimes that you don't have a lot of spirit energy coming into you because it can't do it. It has to be healed before you can get healed. Remember, the main law, basically, of healing is that your spirit must be healed before you get healed yourself, because it's the conduit. If it can't create and generate and transmit light frequency to you, then, because it mimics you, it looks just like you, then at that point you won't get a healing. So that's very important to realize. So what I'm going to do now is release you from some of these lives. And the main thing to do, which I do on the shows here, is to have you ask for a condition that you have in your body right now. It could be an earache, you might have a nosebleed, or, you know, sinus problems. Maybe you have a urinary infection. You know, there's many things that we have. Well, it's very possible that this dark side universe where your spirit is, you have bodies there that are experiencing this condition. And it came into you, in a sense, we'll say like through osmosis, in a sense, and you now have this condition which you didn't even create. It's not even in your DNA, but now it's you're experiencing it. I'm going to go into 10 lifetimes and clear these for you. So I want you to sit back and relax. Remember, the light ship's going to do this for you, this beautiful light being coming through your monitor. So we're going to clear the first lifetime, and I want you just to think of one condition. And just see how your energy pattern feels after we're done with this here. See if you had any relief. Feel your spirit actually integrating with you during this process too, because it's being taken away from these artificially, we'll say, cloned bodies coming back into you. Before I do this, people ask me at times, they go, oh my God, what's going to happen to that body over there? Well, the body is not a divine body. It'll still be living without a spirit in it, because it's not created in love and light. It's just created by the darkness that looks like possibly you, or some other life form that your spirit is, you know, within. So I would say typically it would look like you. Here we go. So whatever happens to that body is no concern of us, and your spirit has to come back to you to become whole in yourself, to get rid of that residual. So your spirit's being healed as it comes back to you. Remember, it's working very hard in those bodies, not knowing that they're artificial intelligent bodies. Here we go. First life. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you released. Second life, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. And fourth lifetime, you should start to feel some energy changing. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, released. and seventh lifetime, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1 released. 8, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1 released. And ninth lifetime, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1 released. And number 10, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And now you're released from that one. So just sit back and contemplate, see how you feel. And hopefully you're feeling a whole bunch better and that you're going to be able to regain more of your spiritual identity. Again, stand your heart center and ask your spirit how it's doing. Remember, communicate with your spirit because it's part of the divine that you are. I'll put some music on for you. And just enjoy this wonderful experience. Question on the fast chat. The question was, in a sense, why doesn't our spirit know about these artificial intelligent bodies? And I guess why does it go into them? Well, basically, we have been told so many misnomers here and false truths. And our spirit, remember, is only connected by a very, very thin cord to your home base energy, just enough to sustain life. And it's, it basically has lost a lot of its spiritual integrity of who it is and what it is, because the dark side has created, you know, the soul family here that you incarnate into over and over and over again. And it just picks up information. So if it had a question, it would ask other people in your soul family what's going on, and they'd have the same answer, or you'd all get together and say, gee, why is this happening? They go, well, it looks like it's light energy, you know. So mainly it's because you haven't had enough spiritual energy, and you've been here for too many lifetimes, and your spirit just does not know or understand. It believes it's doing the right thing. It has its own inward information, but when the dark side mimics the light 99.9%, it's very, very hard to discern. And this is what's happening, is that the dark side, like I said before, we're basically not being too negative, but we're in like a prison planet here, and the dark side lives on our emotional energies. And this is what has happened. This is why the light chick hunts every 2,000 years. And what I think has probably happened to some of you, maybe many of you, maybe all of you, is that when the ascension time came last time, when Jesus walked the earth, maybe the dark side took you off into parallel lives instead of being in your body to understand his teachings, that you were around him. Remember, you have implants typically in you, in your DNA, that go off, and this is why some of you probably have talked to some of your friends about our program here and what I do, and it's like, you know, talking to deaf ears, because their implants go off, and all of a sudden they don't want to listen to what you're saying. And this is very true for many people on this planet. So it's not your spirit's fault, it's the fact that you have never had the truth brought to you before about, you know, this process and why there's so much confusion. This is why I say the only way you're going to really get into your own truth and to find out what's real is to go into your heart center. This is why I dropped you down into your heart on every program. And this is all that you have going for you. You know, if I wasn't here doing this program, you know, then you would still be required to go into your heart center to get your truth. Not to read truths on, you know, the internet as far as emails or people who send out information, maybe about our space brothers or something, what they're planning to be doing or anything else. Go to your heart center. That's where you are connected. And if you connect strong enough, you're going to be able to hopefully get the proper information for you. As far as what we're doing tonight, your spirit may not know the difference. It does now, but it needs to be released from these lifetimes because it doesn't know the difference between light and 99.9% light. So that 0.1% is very confusing for your spirit. The light ship knows if you're not, you know, in these energies, but your spirit may not know. But this is why you always want to go inward to get information. We can do a sample clearing now. Let me just read the fast chat real fast here. Yeah, you're in the illusion, basically, when you're not in your spirit here. How can we trust, you know, that? Well, you have to, that's all you can do is trust, basically. Your trust is what's going to probably save you, some of your intuition. But if you're not in your heart center, and you start using your head for information, that's the dark side. That's mind control. So you never want to go into your head to get information. You want to go to your heart. Here we go. I'm going to do an emotional clearing. Hopefully I answered the questions that were on the fast chat here. And unfortunately, this place has been lost to the dark side for a long time. And a lot of people are expecting these extraterrestrials that people think they're seeing as far as flyovers to come here and to save humanity, and that's not the case, at least according to my philosophy, the way I see it. Because if they would have, if they could have and they would have, it would have happened, you know, 100,000 years ago. And there's no reason why they're going to come all of a sudden out of nowhere to help us out. So that's my input on that there. And then going one step further, it's a known fact if you go to the different UFO conferences and people talk about sightings, etc., that about 85% of these sightings are actually vehicles that are engineered here on this planet through reverse engineering. So you're actually looking at an aircraft that was made on this planet, just that they haven't been brought out to the public. You know, we haven't seen, the aircraft manufacturers. I'll just use the word Boeing. That's one big one to come out and to say, hey, we got this UFO here. You know, it can fly real fast. It can go maybe from California to New York, maybe in 10 minutes, maybe even faster. So we don't know about those things because they're not brought out to the public. But there are, most of these are actually built here, 85% of them. And then you have people who see these and they go, wow, that's neat. This thing's flashing lights to me and it has trails behind it, et cetera, and I can communicate with it through my thoughts. Well, that's just higher technology that is on this planet by people who live here. And then there are the true extraterrestrials, we'll say the other 15%. And how many of those are good and bad? You know, it's hard to tell. You know, like in the old movies, you know, the good guy wore the white hat and the white clothes, and the villain wore the dark hat and the dark clothes. Well, they're not going to show you that way, you know, come up that way. They're all going to bring their technologies to you and do what they can do. And we still have ET abductions here. So kind of enough of that. So if they were to help us, we would not have these troubles, and the world would stop instantly, and we have harmony on this planet. We're going to do an emotional sampling now, so I'd like you all just to sit back and relax. We'll go up from this point in time, going back to your birthday. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, excuse me, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, and again, just kind of sample the energy, see how you feel, look upon an issue that you dealt with, and see how your body's responding to you. Be positive. So we're positive now. So here we go. Feeling body. Same thing. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And we'll do one more year here. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So again, look at these situations that you may have dealt with in your life, and just see how you feel. Next, we'll do a mental clearing here. And what I will say is that when the light ship came about 3 years ago that you activate here, there's no more forced reincarnation. So everybody living on the planet will no longer be incarnated here after the universal shift. And so everyone living right now will no longer be forced to come back here. And so that what's happening now is the ascension time is coming. And if you're lucky, like what this program is all for, to get you into your bodies with your spirit so you can do the ascension with your body. But if you don't do that, you're out of here anyway. You're not coming back. Only if you choose to. And you'll be able to go to your home base energy, where you're supposed to go to after each incarnation, and then you choose where you want to go to next. And so chances are, unless some other spirit takes the planet's energy, its blueprint, there will no longer be an Earth in existence. So that's kind of what's happening right now. The Earth spirit is going to eighth-dimensional reality, and it's going to be there creating and living with a new planet that it's already created on the light ship. And the planet now that we're on will no longer exist. And the only option to that is if some other spirit decides to come in and remanifest the spiritual blueprint of the Earth that we're living on right now. But everyone on this planet will no longer be here. There's no more forced reincarnation. This is why the ascension time comes every 2,000 years, so the light can regain its light territory and all of its creations. So here's a mental clearing. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next you're back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next you're back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next you're back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And we'll do one more year on the mental here. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. All right. So, again, sit back and relax and look at your mental body. See how your thoughts are working. A lot of people say after doing just a little sample here that they can actually see better. And their thoughts are clearer. And also, they're able to get rid of mind chatter. So this is true for a lot of people. Just see how you're experiencing this here. Question here on Fast Chat from Mike. How can we not be forced into another Earth-like situation? Next question from someone else is, when we go to our home planet, will we have any memories of this prison planet? Well, the light only works with love energy. Remember, this is what these healings are doing for you when I do these, is releasing you out of the densities. So typically, when you're elsewhere, and you have your clearings, and your spirit is put back into total love energy, it's not going to work with emotions. It'll know about the experience here. That never gets released. But the emotions of how bad it was and the way you may feel now about the situations in your life, etc., will not be emotional to you. Remember, there's only love energy. That's what the light does. And there's no more mind energy, because the mind energy is in direct opposition to the light. Mind energy is also, you know, mind control energy. And this is why, you know, we have our astrological charts. When you're born, you know, that's every newspaper has them in there telling you how planets are controlling your life. That isn't the love energy. That's not light energy. That's the dark side's script for you. And then I use the word horoscope. You can check that out daily and see how the dark side has chosen to run energy to you, courting you through planets, getting you to work and change your consciousness, taking you off of the light energy. This is why you want to stay centered in your heart and not tie into things emotionally and to be strictly in the now. If you're not in the now, you're not in the light. And if you're in the future or past, then you're not in the light either. So you want to always be in the present moment. That's why people say to be here now, you know, stay in your body with your spirit so that you can, you know, regain your spiritual integrity. We're going to do one other clearing here for everyone. And this clearing here is going to help you integrate your left and right brain. Here we go. Left brain balancing. So we'll just count to 10 here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And right brain balancing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And left and right brain balancing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm going to do another sample clearing. I'm going to do a clearing where we bring in, in fact, we'll just bring in your baby energy. That's a very special process here that we can do for you. This will be your baby energy of who you were when you were very, very young, where you're holding 100% light energy before you got put into the situations in your life of judgment. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10 as your baby energy comes to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And stay in your heart center. And experience this wonderful energy of the divine that's with you right now. And you should feel this high energy inside of your body of non-judgment. About coming to a closure here, so I'll say that I have one-hour conference calls Mondays and Fridays. They're only $20 to go up on the light ship for physical healings, and we have a special event happening a week from this coming Saturday. It's the 19th, I believe, and it's a four-hour special ascension preparation conference call, and we also do water charging with seven containers of water, so it's very, very nice. And it's just an experience that most people love having. And the cost on that is $60. So if you can come on that call, just check with me. If you wish to get on our email list, to go to the very bottom of this page here that you're on and enter in your email address. Then you're going to get some kind of response that you have to click on over again to confirm it. And you can be on our email list. I love also getting emails from people. You can email me at healing@creationlightship.com and let me know how you're doing with these healings. So blessings to all of you. And I want to thank the ones that have provided donations to keep this radio program on the air. So thank you for all of you who have done that. And we'll see you later. Next show will be on Friday at 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And then Saturday we'll be going to the light ship again for probably about 15 to 20 minutes for some physical healing work. Blessings to all of you, and good evening.